Good morning. This is Mark Collins on Wave 105 for this Tuesday morning. And Tom Chaplin is my guest this morning. We were talking earlier on that Tim was the major songwriter you mentioned with Keane. With writing your own set of songs for an album there, then has it made you realise how difficult or easy it was for him to do it? Did you doff your hat in his general direction?
Oh, of course. And but the thing is, I've been Tim's biggest fan for the last 10 years, you know, of making Keane records. No one loves those songs more than I do. So, I've always understood, you know, what a great songwriter he is. But as you say, the process of doing it yourself is, you know, it's quite enlightening to realise what you have to go through. And I think that for me, actually, the first key to unlocking it was actually, we talked earlier on about the sort of intense psychotherapy that I had. A lot of the conversations that I had in at that time have found their way into my songs. It's about sort of developing a very deeply honest relationship with yourself and then just letting it come out in the music. So that for me was the biggest thing in terms of unlocking this record.
So what came first, the lyrics or the melody?
Well,
combination.
There's no formula, I would say. Very often it's just you start with a set of chords or a tune or even just a little phrase. And I think often the very best songs, they write themselves quite easily. You're just sort of unlocking it, really. You get a great phrase or a great melody, and then you think, okay, that sets an atmosphere or a tone or gives me an idea, and then you just flesh it out from there. Often the best songs, I think, come like that.
Have you changed your voice on this album? Because it sounds deeper for some reason. I don't know, it doesn't sound as high or...
Well, it probably is, you know, starting to get lower and huskier as I get older, and the abuse that I've put it through over the years. One of the things I wanted to challenge myself with was kind of extending my range. You know, I think Keane songs have, you know, Tim probably didn't dare to go as low as I'm willing to now push myself with my own songs. So yeah, they do have a greater range, and in fact, stupidly, I've written a lot of the songs on this solo record to go even higher than Keane's songs as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how it pans out live, because there's a lot of strain going to be put on my voice.
Because you had, a selection of about 40 songs, and you've whittled it down to 11 for the album. How do you go about choosing your favourites?
Well, it's about creating something cohesive, I think, you know, and the story of the record is really about me going from that very, very dark place to finding kind of resolution and inner peace. And so it was really about picking the songs that sort of marked that story. And in fact, the album itself, you know, it wasn't a kind of a concept at the outset, but as it happens, the album has this sense of going from the very darkest place, which is a song called Still Waiting, sort of through to the last two songs, See It So Clear and The Wave, which are about finding inner peace. And and everything that kind of that's in the middle sort of tells a story of me repairing my relationships with the people around me, about kind of looking into my soul.
So it ends optimistically then?
It does end optimistically,
Good. That's good. Because there are 11 tracks, as I mentioned, and each track has got its own piece of artwork as well, which I like.
This was one of the really... I mean, this has been a really exciting part of the process. We had this kind of... I guess because of that sort of filmic, story-like quality that the track listing and the album has, we wanted to kind of reflect that with the artwork. And we thought it'd be really nice to produce a kind of series of photos that went with each song. So we found this fantastic photographer, a guy called Derek Hudson. He's been around for donkey's years, and he's been a war photographer. He's done portraits of some very famous people sort of through the last sort of four decades. So he kind of is a master of all trades, which is a great rarity to find. We just said, let's make a pitch for each song and see if we can get together for a week or so and do all these shots of different things. So a few of the photos, I'm in them, you know, standing in a river, standing in the sea.
Yes, you got a bit wet,
walking
didn't you?
In for Quicksand, the single, I'm walking through a field with my daughter Freya. And there's one of me still waiting, for example, which, as I said, is the very kind of darkest song, is a picture of me in my flat in London, which is a place I used to kind of run to a lot when I was on these kind of crazy binges. And, you know, I just think he captures the essence of the record. But not only that, he sort of created this whole new extra layer of art, which, you know, I sort of feel very sort of, what's the word? Honoured to have as part of my record.
My favourite one is Hold On To Our Love, which, yes, I presume is you and Nat.
That's me and my wife, yeah.
Where was that taken? Is that on the South Coast somewhere?
That was done at Eastbourne Seafront, yeah. It was a funny old evening, actually. We there was a bit of confusion about where we were actually going to take these shots. We were sort of doing a lot of it on the fly because of the weather and the light and all of these things. Anyway, we arrived at Eastbourne and, you know, had the obligatory fish and chips. And we went down to there's a sort of a little bit that overlooks the bandstand. And all the old dears in Eastbourne were out there watching this kind of brass band playing these tunes. And we managed to kind of jump a fence and take this shot from just above there. And then just as we were getting to the end of the shoot, a load of fireworks started coming out the top of the bandstand, and it reflected the song in a weird kind of way, which, you know, has ended in this sort of joyous thing for me and my wife, because it could have ended in complete disaster.
As we've heard,
but right. Unfortunately, we felt like the fireworks were always going to look like they'd been superimposed.
Yes, exactly.
Like they never made it, but they're there somewhere.
Well, I'm about to play Bedshaped, which is my favourite Keane song. Mm-hmm. What can you tell me about this particular track?
I remember it because it was one of the very first songs that was written, that Tim wrote for Hopes and Fears. And it, at the time, funnily enough, I was doing some of the writing for Keane. We sort of shared it, you know, 50-50. But I remember when he wrote Bedshaped, I thought, oh my God, this guy can really write songs, and I've got a long way to catch up. Just a beautiful song about growing old, and I've always loved it myself. I've always loved singing it.
I love your the crescendo in your voice and the force that you give it in the chorus. It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Right, this is my favourite Keane song on Wave 105. This is Bedshaped.